Lonell, L-O-N-N-E-L-L, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, 11854. Seen at 6-1-2024 at 10:40 a.m. 70-year-old gentleman from Houston, a plumber, married, has 6 children, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, was evaluated for face-to-face evaluation for the first time by this examiner, period. And the paragraph patient is in a hospital bed. He's bedbound. He suffers from end-stage congestive heart failure, chronic pain, stroke, left-sided weakness, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency, sacral decubitus ulcer, stage 4, and lower extremity ulceration with the ulna bulging placed on the right side, period. Patient has already had, new paragraph, had a right above the knee amputation because of a peripheral vascular disease severe. They wanted to amputate his left leg, but instead he chose to be placed on hospice and did not want to have any more amputation at this time, period. He does have a Foley catheter in place that requires changing every month or so, period. His COVID immunization is up to date. He also suffers from, along with congestive heart failure, his hospice diagnosis with hypertension, paraplegia, CVA, left-sided weakness, as I mentioned, cervical cord injury, and above the knee amputation with peripheral vascular disease. He's had, new paragraph, has had numerous surgeries, including spinal surgery, back surgery, wound care surgery, at least 6, and has had cardioversion in the past, period. New paragraph is currently taking Eliquis, flecainide, and metoprolol for his atrial fibrillation, which is contributing to his congestive heart failure, period. He also takes Lasix for to treat his congestive heart failure, and Valium for anxiety, shortness of breath, and air hunger that he suffers with from time to time, period. The paragraph is, overall prognosis remains quite poor. Patient is expected to do poorly and remains hospice appropriate at this time. Thank you.